Hello and welcome to a special edition of Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. I'm Kelly Burley. Burns and I visited about OSU's new Performing Arts Center Saturday, shortly after a groundbreaking celebration for the new facility on the southeast side of the Stillwater campus.
It's a dream come true. I mean, we've been working on this diligently for the last couple of years, but really the day we showed up, we knew we had to step up in the area of the arts generally. Including the performing arts.
What is this facility going to mean for the future of Oklahoma State University?
I think it's transformational. Appreciation of the arts is just a fundamental part of being educated. And the more we can elevate it, the better the experience is going to be for our students and our faculty. And because of the programming endowment that Ross and Billy McKnight have provided, we're going to be able to bring in world-class acts
that include the New York Philharmonic, which will help christen the new Performing Arts Center with an opening performance in October 2019. But Matthew Van Beesian, president of the New York Philharmonic, says the orchestra's OSU connection will extend well beyond the main stage.
We're not just going to come here and play a concert and then go somewhere else. We're actually going to be here in Stillwater on the OSU campus for several days. We're going to play main stage concerts, of course, but we're going to really work with the student body here to sort of bring all that the Philharmonic is and does, help the music students here, but also really engage and embrace the rest of the campus as best we can. And I think we'll probably even have a few surprises up our sleeve as well while we're here.
And that's music to the ears of current and future OSU music students. Kevin Kamau is a junior instrumental music education major. Even though he'll graduate before experiencing the full impact of the New York Philharmonic partnership, Kamau says that doesn't dampen his enthusiasm for what's to come.
This facility is going to do so many things for us. It's recruiting and bringing members of the community into appreciate music and really help provide a different kind of culture than we've experienced here at Oklahoma State. Really make something fresh, new, transformative.
And Kamau's reaction is what brings a big smile to the face of benefactor Ross McKnight, who along with wife Billy provided the lead gift to jumpstart the project. McKnight, meanwhile, says he's been overwhelmed by the support for the Performing Arts Center from OSU's philanthropic community, but does admit the idea of building a world-class facility to host world-class performances in Stillwater, Oklahoma, was greeted with some initial skepticism.
I don't know, everybody looked at me like, well, what's this old cowboy doing? You know, but, you know, where's he coming from on this? But this is, I've loved music. I can't read music. I sure as heck can't sing, can't play, can't do anything. But I've loved it since I was a child and went to my first Broadway play in 1957, which was My Fair Lady with Rex Harrison and Julie Andrews. Yeah, so.
You know it when you hear it.
You know it when you hear it.
For Campus Connection, I'm Kelly Burley.